What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. My wife, Kathy.
Hello.
We have some special guests here today as well. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas, everybody, because it's going to be Christmas next week, and here we go. So Mandy Sosby, our office manager, is here as well. And go ahead and tell who our special guests are, Mandy.
Good morning, everyone. We have Eden, my daughter, Sosby, and then we have Vivian Giddens, and they are going to be going around to our offices and doing our friendly judging competition today.
What are we judging, Mandy?
So all the offices, we get a little bit competitive, and we go and we decorate them up. So like last year, the Hayesville office was Grinch-themed. The Murphy office was Disney-themed, and the Blairsville office was Candyland-themed. So the girls are super excited to see what's going to happen this year. And I think Blue Ridge is joining in this year, so we've got a fun day.
All right, so let's ask them some questions. This is on the radio, so... Go ahead, Mandy, why don't you ask them their Christmas questions for this year?
Girls, or Vivian, what are you asking Santa for?
Let's speak right into the microphone.
A toy cheetah that can walk.
Ooh, nice.
And Eden, what are you asking for?
A squishmallow.
Can you get a little bit closer to the microphone?
A squishmallow.
A squishmallow and a toy cheetah that can walk. And Eden, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Making gingerbread houses.
Vivian, what's yours?
Celebrating Jesus' birthday and presents.
Oh, what a good answer.
Great.
So, it's funny. If you come into our offices, you're probably thinking, what the heck is going on here? It looks like Santa Claus just exploded his sleigh right in the middle of our office.
It's like being an elf.
But we've always just kind of did this for, it's for children. It's for our kids. I mean, our kids are kind of aged out of this now. But if we can bring a little bit of joy to a child at Christmas, that's a good thing, don't you guys?
Yeah, it's
been fun.
Both of our kids, Madison and Max, have always done this. And then they've kind of passed it on to the younger ones now, so in the office. So we're real excited about what's going to happen today. And then we have the bragging rights. The office has bragging rights of who had won the contest. And they get very competitive about everything. So we enjoy the competition.
It's a break from the monotony of insurance.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. But we were talking about putting it out there also for our customers and people to vote on, but we just haven't gotten to that point. We just wanted the kids to do it. So we'll see what the themes. We'll let you guys know what the themes and who won on the next episode.
Okay. Well, thank you, girls.
Thanks for coming, girls.
Coming and being on the radio with us. So they're going to do their judging today, and they're going to ride around the offices, and they're going to make a decision which office had the best Christmas decoration.
Yes.
So now we're going back to the boring insurance topic, correct? So
yes.
We spoken last week about, we were talking about what happens to your car if it's totaled. And we talked about having collision insurance and what happens if you're at fault, if somebody else is at fault. And that kind of led us into talking about uninsured motorist. And this concept is one that's really misunderstood by a lot of our customers, because we'll hear a lot of times, I'm not paying for uninsured drivers. I'm not paying for them. And what they don't understand is that you're not paying for an uninsured driver. You're paying for yourself. Because if you get hit by an uninsured driver and somebody has no insurance, then all of a sudden that's going to be on your dime, on your expense. And you're going to have to go find an attorney or try to... Sometimes people don't have the resources to even pay for some of these claims. So just out of curiosity, I Googled, or actually I did what's called Grok, which is the Elon Musk app. And by state, I was looking at about which states have the highest percentage of uninsured drivers. And I'm sure you probably wouldn't know, but it's Mississippi. That's the number one.
Interesting.
Almost 30%. Then...
Wow.
The ones that are relevant to us, Tennessee is 21.3%. Florida is 20%. Georgia is 19%.
Wow.
So you can go ahead and figure like one out of five drivers on the road has no insurance.
Right.
So let's talk about that. Go ahead and elaborate on that, Kathy. What do you think about uninsured motorists? Give us an example of, you know, just tell
us. Well, we've seen it, you know, with claims happen where, you know, of course, we're not licensed claims adjusters, but we see a lot with claims. We file lots of claims where people have actually been hit and either there's uninsured, which people have no insurance, or we've seen it paid out before one time. Couple times actually where it was like a hit and run type of thing, and that actually picked up on that particular coverage. We've also seen when people that had bare minimums, and of course they, you know, they actually hit your car, which could be worth a lot of money, and they didn't have enough, so that then of course would kick in on your policy to help you get you back prior to the claim.
So May, let's explain what the process would be for uninsured motorist claim. Like, so you get hit by an uninsured driver, then what does your policy do, assuming that you have uninsured motorist coverage?
Well, you need to make sure that you filed a police report, number one, because they will require that. Because what will happen is they'll have to have some kind of notice, like your insurance carrier, that there is no coverage. If, say, somebody hands you their ID or their insurance, proof of insurance, and says, I have so-and-so company, and then that coverage is lapsed, then we would have to get a letter from that insurance company saying that coverage was lapsed, and then we would provide it to the company that you have.
And a side note, too, we have had people don't realize this, but we get phone calls from, like, there's actually, like, a cop has pulled you over, or they have had an accident, and they're asking for us proof of insurance that the person actually has insurance. In the state of Georgia, if there's no insurance, you know, you can be put into jail, which is not a good situation. So you got to keep that in mind as well to keep, you know, yourself insured.
I had a customer whose son, his insurance lapsed, and they carted him off to jail. He didn't have no insurance. And his dad had come bail him out or pick him up. And he was like, so, son, how was jail? And he says, oh, I met a lot of nice people there.
Well,
that's not what we were trying to –
to accomplish that.
Yeah, we thought maybe he might learn something from it, but that's not what happened, I guess. He enjoyed his time there.
That's where the nice people are at. They're in jail.
Now, there are deductibles on that as well.
For so Georgia.
Need, yes.
Yeah. North Carolina does not have a deductible, but Georgia does have a deductible for uninsured motorists and uninsured.
Let's talk about what this actually is. Okay, so you're in an accident. Mm-hmm. You're not at fault. You find out that whoever has caused the accident that's caused you either a bodily injury or property damage to your car, they have no insurance.
Right.
There's no way to collect insurance from this liable third party. So what the uninsured motorist coverage does, and it would be better said if it said protection from uninsured motorists.
That's what it should
say. But your policy just says uninsured motorists, and that leaves a connotation that you're paying for uninsured drivers. In actuality, you're not. What you're paying for is now you have bodily injury, you're hurt, your car is totaled, there's no insurance. So what happens is your policy acts like that the third party liable person did have insurance, which they did not, and they pay you, and that should have been something that was paid by that third party or their third party's insurance carrier. So you end up collecting the money for your medical bills, for your property damage, and then the insurance company, your insurance company, is going to do what's called a subrogation, which means they're going to go and they're going to sue the person who was actually at fault. And so you're kind of taken out of the equation because you've hopefully been made whole by having the uninsured motorist, and then it's going to be between your insurance company and this third party to try to come to terms on who's liable, or I guess not who's liable, but how much they're going to owe. And I'm sure there's fights all the time that ensue regarding this, and maybe sometimes insurance companies can't even collect anything from a third party. They may not have anything to collect from, but at least you've been made whole. In the absence of uninsured motorist, you really have no coverage at all, unless you have collision insurance, I guess, on your car, or maybe you have health insurance. So some people will say, I understand how this works. I don't need it. I have health insurance. I'm not paying for uninsured motorist. If I get hurt, I've got health insurance. And what I've often said to customers, well, true, that is true, but you have deductibles, right? And also you have, maybe you've got your grandkids in the car and maybe they're hurt. Maybe they don't have health insurance. So you, maybe you're, you know, with a friend. So I think it's a good thing to have. It's not compulsory like a liability is, but I think it's definitely something we want to have on our customers, because if you have a claim with an uninsured driver, it can be really, really bad. So, all right. So I guess we're kind of at the break at this point. And my name is Mark Moore. I'm on Peace of Mind, and I'm here with Kathy Moore, my wife, and also Mandy Sosby, our Hazel office manager. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and with our Hazel office manager, Mandy Sosby. Just want to let you know where our offices are. We're located in Georgia, in North Carolina. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office. We're actually in the South State Bank building. We are not part of the bank, but we have a separate ring, so come by and see us in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. It's located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, is in Hazel, North Carolina. We're located next to United Community Bank. It's at 157 Highway 64 West in Hazel, North Carolina. So come by and see us there in Hazel. And then we have another location, which is located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located right past Hardee's and So Good Restaurant, right there on the left there on 150 or on Highway 64 West as well. So come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King on the main drag. So come by and see us there. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can check us out on Facebook and like us there too. And if you miss any of these radio shows or podcasts, you can check them out on our website. They're there as well. And of course, we have a place to request a quote. Make a payment, and also if you'd like to join our team, you can check us out there and send us an application. You can fill it out on the website.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. We're talking about uninsured motorists today. Well, why do you need it? Why is it important? Before the break, we referenced that 1 out of 5 drivers in the state of Georgia has no insurance. Mm-hmm. So if you're hit by a driver with no insurance, your insurance policy will not respond unless you have an insured motorist. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's important. I was looking also at just the different rates of what people pay in the country as far as auto insurance. And I would think that there's probably a correlation between premiums, what cost of insurance is in a state, and uninsured drivers. Mm-hmm. I would expect that the higher the rates are for a state, the higher occurrences you would see of somebody not having insurance. Would you like to guess, Mandy or Kathy, what the highest rates are in the country? Would you, any ideas?
Like statewise?
Statewise. I'll put you on the spot here, but I'll tell you the answer. But what do you think?
If I could pick one state.
Yeah.
California.
So California is number 8. I was surprised.
New York
is number 3.
Aha.
Florida.
Got it. Yeah. Florida, according to this on the internet, Florida has the highest auto liability rates in the country.
So we know 1 in 3. Who was 2?
2 was Louisiana.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
I think that what I read about there, you know, the legal environment is a derivative of what it's going to cost for, you know, insurance for liability. You know, if you have a stricter legal environment, and maybe you have tort reform in a particular state, you're probably going to have a better you know, rates going to be lower. Louisiana, I think some of the rates there are derived off the natural disasters they've had. They've had
probably
lots of, you know, flooding and
different.
Well,
so is Florida. So is
Florida as well, yeah. So good old Georgia is number 13.
Wow. Okay.
So what do you think about the rates when we're looking, I mean, Mandy does this all the time. So when you're when you're doing insurance quotes for the two different states, Mandy, what do you see between North Carolina and Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Georgia's much higher than North Carolina.
How much do you think?
Oh, I would say almost double typically.
It can be really expensive.
Yeah. It can, yes.
And the rates keep going up too, which is
so. North Carolina is number 43.
Oh, wow!
So I mean, you figure of you know, the seventh.
Do you think that has to do with the Rate Bureau, though?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
that's what that is. North Carolina's got a North Carolina Rate Bureau where you can actually transfer your liability rates, or not liability rates, but you can transfer your liability to the Rate Bureau. Like an insurance company, you may have a company that says it's State Farm. It may say Allstate. It may say Cincinnati, Auto, whoever your insurance company is. But what the North Carolina allows is there's a pool, and in that pool, you can actually transfer this to the Rate Bureau or to the – so it's kind of like a – you know, even though – I guess what I'm trying to get at is the company's actually not paying the premium, the pool is, and every company participates in that. And I think that's got to be – North Carolina has a better handle on that, I think.
I agree.
Than Georgia does, too. And you're right. So North Carolina average rate's about $1,500. Georgia is actually 2,600, so it's probably over. It could be almost double. I mean, not quite. But
well, of course, you have to consider too that they take in consideration now with your rates or with your premium, your insurance score. So if your insurance score is not good, it can affect your insurance as well, which is people don't understand that. So
yeah, that's something that came out since I got in the business. When I first got in the business, there wasn't even the internet really. So.
Right.
Things have changed, and you know, Big Brother's watching, and there's reports on you. There's a CLU report, which means it's a comprehensive loss underwriting exchange, what that stands for. And basically, if you've had an accident, it gets reported to CLU, and then other insurance companies can pull your record or your, this is not just your driving record, this is your claims record, and they can see if you filed a claim. And that also applies for homeowners policies as well.
Yeah.
We'll have somebody in a state like, say, Florida that's had a water loss claim, and then they come to North Carolina and they get...
It carries with them.
Yeah, it's like we have to explain the insurance.
But it's not the same location.
Didn't happen
here. It's
not
the same state. Yeah. So we have to tell them that about that as well. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So things have really changed. So I think, you know, it's just something we want to ride our offices uninsured motorist coverage. And
well,
if you had any,
and we match those coverages too
to a liability.
Right.
Have you had any discussions with customers that don't want to buy it, Andy?
Very rarely, but when you describe and you lay down examples on what can happen, then everyone understands. It's just going into that comprehensive, you know, discussion and making them aware of the risk.
Well, we've had this before. They want to drop the uninsured motorist.
Yeah, they felt like I'm not paying for somebody else. I said, well, it's not really paying for somebody else. It's paying to get you back where you were prior to that, your claim, as well as if they have no insurance, that kicks in. And if they don't have enough insurance to get you back where you are, then that will be how your policy will help you. So.
I wish they would just change the name of it. Just put protection from in front of it. I mean, protection from uninsured drivers.
Or underinsured drivers, yeah.
Yeah, some people carry the state minimum limits, and those are just not adequate for any type of accident. You've got compulsory laws in each state, which means you're required to buy liability, but the thresholds are really small. Like you can, you know, I think it's 25,000 limits in Georgia for bodily injury, and you know, you can't go to the hospital for $25,000 if you're in any kind of accident around here. What do we think about that, guys? I mean, because Kathy was referencing underinsured motors. Well, they don't have enough insurance.
Right.
So how does that work? Explain that.
Well, I mean, if they don't have enough insurance, your policy will kick in, and then they'll go back after the other person or care if they, you know. Because, like, what happens, people don't get this, after you... you know, exhaust your limits, then you're on your own. That's how this works. And people don't think about that. They're like, oh, I have, you know, 100,000. Well, if you hit, what if it's a multi-car accident and you've hit numerous big expensive cars, that's not going to go very far. And that's what people don't understand as well, too, that they don't get that there might not be enough property damage. And if you're, you know, in Atlanta or somewhere else and there's multiple cars involved and multiple injuries, then you're in trouble. So
what you need is $25,000 to be a legal driver.
Right.
But that's not what you need when you're in an accident.
Right. We don't never know how much you're going to need.
There's only one state that does not require you to carry auto liability, and that is the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of interesting. Up until July 1st of 2024, Virginia allowed you to pay a $500 to $600 annual uninsured motorist fee instead of buying insurance. And that was repealed in 2025. So the takeaway for today's show is that there are uninsured drivers on the road. About one out of five cars on the road you pass has no insurance. And those one out of five, I bet you a lot of them don't have adequate coverage. So uninsured motorist is very important coverage, and I think people should definitely consider having it. My name is Mark Moore, and we are wrapping up today's show on Peace of Mind, and we'll return next week. Thank you for listening.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.